Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ossie Orwohl. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Orwohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwohl hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Summa moves to second. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Langford picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Langford. Miller goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw fires to first and picks off Summa. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 1 in the game. Harville hits a pop-up towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Earnshaw moves to third. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orwell hits a line drive towards third. Hodap reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Langford. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodap fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodap. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodap fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Summa moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 2 in the game. Harville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts and there's an error on the play. Harville moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harville moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harville scores. Sewell scores. Uhel moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to third. Langford moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Langford scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Orwell hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Johnny Milges now pitching. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Wald French pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Hosler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Orwell catches it and steps on first to double up Harville. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-4 in the game. Orwell bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas strikes out. One out. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-4 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodapp for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Cochran and over to Fox, who tags Sewell for the out. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Burns pinch hits for Ed Morgan. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is walked intentionally. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 1 in the game. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 4 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball towards right. Summer catches it and throws to second to double up Miller. Two outs. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 5 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Harville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Orwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 2 in the game. Milges hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Lind. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Orwell hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 5 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Harville hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-7 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-5 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-3 in the game. Milges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.